理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 10, Preview. The future is coming fast. Are you ready for it? Technology is advancing so rapidly in every direction that the possibilities seem limited only by our imaginations. In fact, it's getting harder and harder for our imaginations to keep up with all the changes. But the authors of the texts in this unit encourage us to give it a try.After text A takes us on a light-hearted trip to the year 2030, the same author compares past predictions with the reality we live in today in text B. Finally, text C speculates about whether advances in science and technology are really all it takes to make a better future.
Text A, The Next 30 Years by Edward Cornish.In less than 3 years, the world will reach the outstanding year 2000, and in less than 4, on January the 1st, 2001, to be precise, a new millennium will begin. I am encouraged to offer my personal view of what is likely to happen in the next 30 years, a view that is heavily influenced by years of reading articles and books about the future. To begin with,The next 30 years will almost certainly bring us incredible new achievements. The problems and dangers now facing the world are, in my judgment, far outweighed by solutions and opportunities. It is true enough that humans have an extraordinary genius for making mistakes, but it is balanced by our strong tendency to notice and correct them. Rising living standards.The trends indicate that humans will be better off economically 30 years from now than they are today. Hundreds of millions of people will live in homes that will seem like palaces to their parents and grandparents. At the same time, brought together by telecommunications, people around the world will work together more efficiently than ever before. Expertise will flow easily and cheaply to places where it is needed.Computers and cellular phones will become commonplaces. Thanks to genetic engineering, plants will grow bigger, mature faster, need less fertilizer and resist insects and diseases. New materials will permit improvements in products ranging from refrigerators to automobiles. Roofs may rarely need repairs. Stockings and underwear may not wear out during the owner's lifetime.Living to be 200 years old. Life expectancy will rise around the world, creating a rapidly growing proportion of old people in the population, as well as the age of the oldest humans, now above 120 years. Rapid progress in biotechnology suggests that breakthroughs may occur that will enable medical science to slow or reverse the aging process.This could mean that many people born in the next 30 years may live to be 200, 300 or more years old. Increased life expectancy has some serious drawbacks, however. As people get older, more will find themselves disabled. Happily, increasingly sophisticated medicines and devices to assist the ill and disabled will become available in the coming decades.Researchers are finding ways to prevent and even partially cure blindness, deafness, muscular deterioration, and other problems connected with aging. This means that increasing numbers of people will be able to work and support themselves for years beyond the typical retirement age of 65. The Global Village. The nations of the world will become more tightly integrated because of rapidly improving telecommunications and transportation. A global culture will develop rapidly and take its pick of clothing styles, foods, drinks, games, sports, and customs from countries everywhere. A network of superhighways will link up the nations of Asia, Europe, and Africa.Engineers are already talking enthusiastically about a tunnel under the Mediterranean at Gibraltar to link Europe with Africa. And superhighways across the Eurasian landmass will allow residents of Shanghai and Hong Kong to drive comfortably and rapidly to destinations like Paris, Rome, and Stockholm. Travellers in a hurry will, of course, still prefer to fly, especially over long distances. Space planes should be in service within the next 20 years, making flights from Tokyo to New York in only a couple of hours. Humans colonize space. We will push the frontiers of human settlement in all directions. The moon will acquire its first permanent base, and the human population living in space will rise steadily as manufacturing develops aboard spacecraft and the resources of other planets are explored. Meanwhile, advancing technology will also solve many of the problems of living and working in unfriendly environments on Earth, so the population of Antarctica and the polar regions will climb steadily. The forbidding Himalayas may experience a development boom, including perhaps luxury hotels for tourists. The pace of ocean development will speed up as seaside nations increasingly assert their ownership of the resources of their shores. Ocean farming will become increasingly attractive as food prices rise. Studies have shown that the biological productivity of the ocean can be greatly increased by adding certain chemicals. Future dangers and problems. The 21st century will be a century of fantastic achievement, but it may be accompanied by horrors on an unheard-of scale, as was the 20th century with its world wars and atomic bombs. The biggest single cloud hanging over the next 30 years is violence, crime, terrorism, and war. The Cold War is over, but hot wars on a smaller scale must be expected. In addition, nuclear weapons may be used by terrorists. The world's growing population and intensifying economic activity are increasingly destroying forests and polluting land, water, and air. Successful programs for reducing air pollution in many cities and restoring forests in many areas have demonstrated that environmental destruction is not irreversible, but the job will take great effort on a global scale. Unfortunately, the steady rise in world population makes it likely that, for the world as a whole, environmental conditions will continue to worsen for some years to come. Though a number of precious animal species, such as pandas, may be preserved, thousands upon thousands of others will almost certainly perish during the next 50 years as their habitats shrink. If we cannot look forward to a peaceful, problem-free future, we can at least comfort ourselves with the realization that it will probably be the best period of history we humans have ever experienced.
New words. Precise.
Millennium.
Outweigh.
Grandparent.
Telecommunication.
Efficiently.
Cellular.
Commonplace.
Engineering.
Fertilizer.
Refrigerator.
Rarely.
Underwear.
Expectancy.
Life expectancy.
Proportion.
Proportional.
Biotechnology.
Breakthrough.
Enable.
Sophisticated.
Assist.
Muscular.
Deterioration.
Deteriorate.
Retirement.
Integrate.
Network.
Superhighway.
Tunnel.
Resident.
Residential.
Residence.
Reside.
Destination.
Space plane.
Colonize.
Frontier.
Settlement.
Permanent.
Aboard.
Spacecraft.
Boom.
Assert.
Ownership.
Productivity.
Fantastic.
Fantasy.
Atomic.
Atom.
Bomb.
Terrorism.
Terrorist.
Intensify.
Panda.
Preserve.
Perish.
Habitat.
Shrink.
Peaceful.
Problem-free.
Realization.
Realize. Text B. Our Forecasts 30 Years Later by Edward Cornish. The first issue of The Futurist was published exactly three decades ago. It was packed with ideas about what would happen in the coming decades. Now, 30 years later, the moment of truth has come. How well did we do? Are we as good as we like to think, or as bad as critics claim when it comes to foreseeing what lies ahead? To try to answer this question, I decided to evaluate the forecasts made in the February 1967 issue of The Futurist. So here are those predictions, along with my judgments and comments. Space. Number one, a landing on the moon will be made by 1970. Right. Number two, we will land on other planets by 1980. Wrong. Clearly, the first forecast was correct, since men did land on the moon in 1969. The second forecast must be judged wrong, since only unmanned probes have ever landed on any other planet. Medicine. Number three. Human body organs will be transplanted from one person to another, and artificial organs will be used by 1987. Right. Number four. The implanting of artificial organs will be a common practice by 1986. Right. Transplants are now a standard part of medical practice and would be even more common except for the shortage of usable organs. Artificial hearts are used as temporary substitutes for failing natural hearts, but have not proved as reliable as natural hearts. Cities. Number five. 3 out of 4 people in the United States will live in cities or towns by 1986. Right. Number six. Most urban people will live in high-rise, multiple-purpose buildings by 1986. Wrong. Number seven. Private passenger vehicles will be barred from most city centers by 1986. Wrong. The notion that cities would push higher and higher into the sky as people crowded even more tightly together proved quite wrong. Instead, people in the United States and many Western nations spread out across the countryside. Laws rarely barred cars from city cores, but traffic jams and high parking charges made the center so unattractive to drivers that legal restrictions were unnecessary. Economics. Number eight. By 1986, world agriculture production will be 50% above that of 1966. Right. Number nine. Credit cards will virtually eliminate currency by 1986. Wrong. World population soared between 1966 and 1986, but food production did even better. The fears that there would not be enough food to feed the world's expanding population went unrealized, although hunger persists in some areas. Cash has hardly disappeared from modern society. Even the U.S. penny persists. But in terms of the large sums, cash has been losing out fast to checks and credit cards. Science and technology. Number 10. Lasers will be in widespread use by 1986. Right. Number 11. Short-term weather forecasting will be highly reliable by 1986. Right. What was once an exotic and mysterious force is now reading barcodes at your local supermarket and performing thousands of other tasks, from cutting cloth for suits to treating certain eye diseases. Meanwhile, everyone complains about weather forecasters, but far more than in the past, they sometimes know what they're talking about. Communications. Number 12. By the 1980s, remote terminals in the home, connected to data banks, may make the home the most efficient place to work for many activities. Right. Number 13. Full-color, three-dimensional TV will be in use on a global basis. Wrong. Number 14. More sophisticated teaching machines will be in use in education by 1987. Right. Home computers now enable vast numbers of people to work at home. Doing so enables people to carry on various domestic activities, such as tending for children, while making electronic sales calls and feeding data to the company headquarters. Three-dimensional television has not come into widespread use, although it may have specialized applications. Educators are clearly using much more sophisticated teaching machines, although the term itself was offensive to teachers and is now obsolete. We now speak of multimedia educational courses or computer-assisted instruction. Oceans. Number 15. Desalinated seawater will be widely used in agriculture by 1987. Wrong. Number 16. Undersea resorts will develop, possibly with the use of submarines and submerged hotels. Right. Energy prices soared in 1973, making desalination even more costly than it already was, but also making the ocean's petroleum resources more valuable. Undersea tourism has become a sizable industry in the Caribbean and elsewhere. And yes, at least one underwater hotel has been built in Florida, and there are tourist submarines in service. The forecasts in the futurists 30 years ago were not wild fantasies. Quite the contrary. Every one was a perfectly reasonable anticipation of the future, based on what was known about current social and technological trends in the 1960s. Yet the fact remains that 37% went wrong. Looking at the February 1967 issue as a whole, the forecasters seemed to have given a fairly good account of themselves. The forecasts depict a society making dynamic technological progress, expanding into the oceans and space, enlarging its economy, and curing ancient ills, and that, despite all our worries about war, overpopulation, and environmental collapse, is what we have actually experienced during the past 30 years.
New words. Futurist.
Foresee.
Evaluate.
Comment.
Commentator.
Unmanned.
Urban.
High-rise.
Multiple.
Multiple purpose.
Vehicle.
Bar.
Notion.
Countryside.
Core.
Legal.
Unnecessary.
Agricultural.
Eliminate.
Currency.
Saw.
Persist.
Persistent.
Laser.
Short term.
Exotic.
Mysterious.
Code.
Supermarket.
Remote.
Terminal.
Terminate.
Efficient.
Three-dimensional.
Headquarters.
Computer assisted.
Desalinate.
Submarine.
Submerged.
Submerge.
Desalination.
Petroleum.
Tourism.
Sizable.
Elsewhere.
Fancy.
Depict.
Dynamic.
Enlarge.
This is the end.